It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Certain immune cells called macrophages can be warriors or healers, and what they become depends on magnesium.
Let's suppose someone is taking less amount of magnesium in their diet. They may be more prone towards cancer.
Why is this? Bridge Singh is a professor at the UT Health San Antonio School of Dentistry, so he's focused on oral cancer. And he says when a macrophage is full of magnesium, it goes into a warrior stance, becoming a cell type that kills pathogens. When magnesium is low, the macrophage becomes a type of cell that can promote healing. Singh's team has figured out why low magnesium creates macrophages that aren't fighters. Low magnesium activates a protein on the cell membrane called TRPM7, which opens a doorway for the mineral to enter. It's called a magnesium channel, and when magnesium uses the TRPM7 channel to get into a macrophage, that cell becomes a healer. Now, if you want warriors, you don't want magnesium to use the TRPM7 channel.
So if you can block these channels, then you can actually prevent the oral cancer or treat this oral cancer as they progress.
And not just oral cancer.
Other cancers will have the same mechanism because those immune cells are throughout our body.
Which means this new knowledge could lead to new treatments for all kinds of cancers. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.